views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. We're having fun today. Oh, yes, we are. And I just want to say for those, you know, that watch the video live stream, we are recording it. My internet went down completely for streaming anything and all of our setup about 15 minutes before we went on the air. But you know what? This stuff used to really upset me. And I was just talking with Brian at the station. It's like, no, we're just doing old school. I'm sitting here back in the, you know, with just the radio thing going on. And that's fine, too, because we always have that. So we have our audio today. And you know what? We're just going to use that because that's the way it is. So, but guys, I am recording it. I'm having to do everything through my iPad today, which is, you know, kind of, I was last minute scrambling to figure this out, but we got it. And hopefully, you know, we're going to have a great show because I was really excited about this message today. I love the message today. So, you know what? That's what it's about. It's about the message. We don't need to see anything today, honestly. But guys, over on the video stream, we will put this up. It probably won't have a lot of video to it, but we will have this over there for those that like to listen that way. And thank you for my friend Candace that was helping me out with those last minute scrambling information. I want to just say I want to give her a big hug and shout out because she is becoming a very dear friend, and I most appreciate her. So she's really helping me out over there. So guys, what are we talking about today? We're talking about soul messages, okay? How does your soul deliver important insights and guidance unique to you? How does that happen? Ooh, think about it. Your soul messages. This is from the higher self. This is what we feel deep within our passions and heart. And right now, this whole year has been, holy cow, you know, we've really been going through some shifts and changes individually and as a collective whole, really. And you're going to see a little bit of everything be coming to the surface to be dealt with. That's what's happening out there from an energetic, metaphysical perspective. We look at the bigger picture of the energy here. And, you know, if you think about it this way, if you're cleaning out your closet, you don't really know what's in the closet till you pull it all out, right? And then you realize, oh, this has got to go away. I didn't know this was what, you know, this is causing the problem, things like that. So this is kind of a cleaning out our closets of things we need to release and heal, let go of, things like that. So if you were to look at your life, like, what is coming up to the surface? What do I need to release? What do I need to let go of? Now you're tapping into some very important messages. So your soul has a focus. When we look at this from a metaphysical perspective or energetic perspective, why are we here? You know, that big question, what's my soul purpose? You know, what am I supposed to do with my life? Why am I not happy? What do I need to do? Those kinds of things. A lot of people will have that happen at different times of their life, and then they'll change directions, and then everything's great, and then happens again, that kind of thing. That's very normal. That's very normal to feel, oh, I'm back on track, I'm good. And then later down the road, it feels like we went you know, off track again. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. I want to address that a little bit because sometimes going off track is a message. It's a message. It wants you to, you know, dig in deeper, maybe get more creative. Yeah, I was totally creative today to make sure I was bringing this message to you. And it's okay because, you know, it's not boring, that's for sure. But I want you to think about when the things come up and you're feeling like it's just not the same, it's not working, it feels different. That's your soul nudging you to do some internal research. Let's put it that way. Go within and listen to that. What's going on? Sometimes it comes across as boredom, like I just don't want to do this anymore. Or I'm just not happy in this anymore. That doesn't mean that when you were in it, it's wrong. It means maybe it's time to improve what you're doing or shift. And it's an important message because we have so much change going on and we almost feel like we're spinning in our wheels. We feel like, how do we stay encouraged? How do we not get discouraged? And I honestly can use myself as example. I mean, I've really been through some things in the last month and yeah, it's not easing up on me either, by the way. It's not, it's just not. I'm finding my way through and I'm finding a way to stay positive. And I'm not saying it's perfect, but I'm sharing that with you because I know that there's people out there that just like, I don't know how to stay positive. I don't know how to stay on track with this. This is so frustrating. And I'm trying, you know, and I hear this a lot. And you feel beat down by life, and I know that. And we're coming into the holidays here. And so we will not be live next week, by the way, for Thanksgiving, just so you know. But, you know, this is soul messages are the most important insights. They're the most important. I just looked at the clock. It's 11:11 when I was saying that. I love that. I just had to tell you that. It's the most important guidance. And it's what you can trust the most because you're going to find that you're going to come and go with, you know, different motivational people that are out there working and helping you, including myself. Honestly, my goal is not to try to tell you how to think and stay a certain way. I want to see you ascend and soar. I want you to find your freedom. You may travel with me for a while and then move on. And, you know, when you look at that from business, they're like, what are you doing? Don't you want your customers and clients? And honestly, it just doesn't feel like that for me anymore with this passion that I'm doing for you. I just want people to find their way that's right for them. I really do. And that's what motivates me. That's what makes my heart sing. That's what makes me keep going and finding a way to get these messages to you because I could let it sabotage me. I could let it discourage me and say, oh, well, I can't do it at all. And you know, that's happened to me before. I know. But once you've just gotten settled into it, you're like, no, I'm not going to quit because I know in my heart, this is important to get out there to you. Now, your soul wants your attention when things start getting interesting. It's obviously trying to get mine too right now within the last month. I mean, it has. It wants you to think. It wants you to learn and redirect and dig deep into yourself, pull yourself up by the bootstraps. It wants you to know how strong you are when things like that happen. Trust me. Yes, I feel like I'm doing that a lot lately, but I know I'm not the only one. And that's why I'm sharing. I'm sharing that I don't want you to think that it's all perfect and picturesque for me and everything just goes my way all the time. It's not like that. You also learn, though, you learn while you're going through things where there's a message. And where you can learn to see things differently? Would you have seen it differently if you had not gone through what you went through? Would you have discovered the same things? So honestly, when you take the journey of the soul, it reminds me, and this is my humor for myself that makes me smile. It reminds me when I was a child and I went to Disney World down in Florida. There was this ride, and it was called Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. And my soul always brings that visual up to me. Don't forget your child energy, because the child energy doesn't, you know, pull away. It doesn't get discouraged. It just goes. It goes. It has no hindrance. It hasn't got all that history behind it. Well, the soul journey, following your soul, following your insights, following your heart, it will take you into some interesting pathways. It will bring things up that seem sometimes crazy to you, or maybe crazy to somebody else, but not to you. And you know you just have to do this. You just have to. And other people around you are like, well, they don't really want you to, because they want you to go a certain way. And they don't mean it to try to control you, even though it kind of is. They don't understand it, but it's not for them to understand. They need to work on theirs. They need to work on their own. So we are going to dive in on this show about soul messages and how we can tap into that and how we can recognize that. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll keep going. If you want to call in or have a question, 1-800-930-2819. And you are listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, the Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio, featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
1230 WBLQ. And we are back. Welcome to the show if you're just tuning in. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show, and our topic today is how do we tune in to our soul messages that come from within us? How do we learn to trust that? How do we recognize them? How do we take action on that? That last part's very important. Are we taking action? We might be listening all day long, every day, for months and years. But if you don't take action and you're wondering why nothing's changing, that's where you want to look, okay? So with that said, we are working and exploring into this, and we have a caller. So, Brian, looks like we have a caller. Let's bring on the caller.
Oh, yeah, we will. It's Megan from Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome to our program.
Thank you so much. Hi, Dr. Jen.
Hi, Megan. Is this the Megan I know?
Yes,
is this the one that... I think it is. You were on my mind yesterday a lot. I believe that's who you are, right?
Oh, how funny. Yes,
yeah,
that's
so
me.
What are you calling about? I'm kind of intrigued
live.
Now when I saw your name pop up. So there's connections all the way across the miles. So it's good to hear from you. So tell me what's going on.
So I just left a job where I learned a lot. And I'm now in space of unknown, but I'm surprisingly calm about it. I'm excited, but I'm also staying aware that your soul is wanting us to listen. That really resonated. So I'm in a space of unknown, but calm, and I just wanted to touch base with you and the angels and what you have for us.
Okay. Let me make sure I heard that right, because it kind of cut out for me just a touch there. But you just left the job and started a new one. Is that correct?
I haven't started the new one yet. I'm a hunt. But I think I'm going into a new career that I'm really excited about.
Okay. That's where I missed it. Okay. Gotcha. Well, first of all, you know, you said you were calm. I believe I heard you say that. But it's so unknown. And I feel that you're questioning, I can't believe I'm so calm about this. Because normally we wouldn't be so calm about not knowing what's going to happen with things like that in our life. And I want you to know that peacefulness, when that comes in, that is coming from your soul. That is a perfect example. I'm getting a chill. That's a perfect example of a soul message. Because in the midst of chaos and craziness, and it looks like the whole thing is coming down, whatever it might be for all of us, when you just have that calm, that's what comes through. The angels will come and enhance that. They will help you see that. Michael's coming in right now, and he's saying, it's not me that's making you feel calm. I'm helping reflect it back so you can see that calm is coming from within you, your pure, innate soul, your connection. And that just gave me chills, and I feel like I just got a message that I needed to. Wow. Okay. I got to remember that I'm the host of the show here for a minute. I'm sitting here going, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Did that make sense to you at all?
It makes perfect sense. And I've been running and not listening, and I'm finally in a space where I can listen, and I'm not always being the calm. And so Archangel Michael's answer makes perfect sense.
Yes. And when we need to be reminded of it, and he's still here. He's really giving me some chills. I mean, He's just constant. He's very strong right now. So let me put this out because this is important, obviously, for everyone listening. So I'm glad you called in with this. He is saying when you find yourself feeling off track or feeling discouraged or feeling, you know, like you're not finding your calm, call on him. He said, I will bring it around and remind you and show you, and you won't have to be by yourself looking for it, but you will be connecting to within yourself. One of those things those angels have really been pushing as messages that I deliver for me, what I receive and I've been sharing with everyone is they're, some people felt like they were disconnecting from them, and no, they're not. They want us to know our true selves. They want us to trust that and be connected with that. They're here to support that. So we can do great things when we do that.
Awesome.
Megan?
Thank you. Beautiful reminder. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I wasn't sure if you were still there. The journey is life, you know, the journey is life. It's not just about what we identify ourselves as in a career. We do different careers, but that thing about, you just know you need to change. I feel like you went through that. You did what you did for a while and it was great, but then you just weren't satisfied with that. And that's your soul nudging you to make changes. I know you know what I'm talking about, right?
100%.
Yeah, you've been doing it. You've been feeling it. And a lot of us are. And, you know, there's been so much in the news that can really cause fear in people. And there is another side to life. And that's what I want to try to help everybody connect to. That's what the angels do for me and help me remember to connect to is that's all going on, but then there's all of this going on as well. So that's what that focus shift is, where we shift that focus. If there's something, you know, that's causing fear and stress for us, then we move and shift it. And of course, life changes are stressful. They are. I mean, we're not going to pretend they're not, but the adventure is discovering all the new paths, all the new direction, all the new opportunities, all the new ways of doing something different. And Megan, you're going to be learning great things with the new job. I feel really good things about it. I don't know if it's permanent. Yeah, I can't really feel that because it does feel very new, and it's like on the backstage of things, it's all being created and developed. It feels like it's in a developing stage. Does it feel like that to you?
It does. And I might have to go back to school in order to really dive into this. I'm excited for the new profession that I can really just sink into for next 20, 30 years. And I think it'll be a skill set where I can really use everything that I've learned up till now with all of my other jobs and careers.
And that's a good point you're making, and I love that you're bringing that up. Everything we experience, those are talents or skills or strengths that we have developed and learned in that particular area and timeline in our journey. And we carry those with us. I mean, you bring in everything that you did. And that is amazing. I love that you are thinking that way. That's paying attention and listening to the soul. But whenever it gets a little nerve-wracking, school is good. School puts us back into the learning mode, and we move forward when we're opening and expanding our consciousness to understand things in a new way. So that's going to be very refreshing for you, actually. Even if you don't really like school, it's actually a really good thing. It wakes things up that might have gone stagnant within us. That makes sense?
It really resonates. And actually, looking forward to going back to school and knowing that I'm older in life now and going back to school. I remember seeing the people that were older when I was young, attention in class, thinking they're getting more of it than I am because they're really paying attention and they're here now I'm that person. I'm here. I really want to listen to the instructor and absorb it because it means something more now.
I get that. I so get that. And you know what? You're going to appreciate it more. You're going to appreciate the opportunities of it. So I'm actually very excited to hear this for you. I think this is going to be a great experience. It feels good. You're going to have your challenges. It's not going to be perfect. I mean, nothing's going to feel like it's, when I say that, when we go into something new, it's going to challenge you because it wants to show you things about yourself and it wants you to dig in deeper and utilize those skills. That's what I'm trying to say. So when those challenges come up, remember that. Try to make a mental note to remember, okay, it just wants me to dig in deeper and wants me to, you know, dig into my tenacity to do this. And, you know, because I know I can do this, because don't let the second guessing happen. And I am sharing in when I say that to you, I know that you will do that, but I'm sharing that for everybody listening that might feel things like that, like, well, this is what I thought I was going to do. And then they get in and they don't stick it out because it's not about what you already know how to do. Learning is never about that. Learning is about you're going to learn how to do things you didn't do before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So think about that. So you're going to do well with that. Now, did you have anything else before we go? We have to take a break in just a moment.
No, that was it. I'm so grateful. Everything that you said really resonates. And then thank you for reminding me that even though it feels right, there's still going to be some opportunities for struggles and that that's okay. And that's part of the process. I appreciate that reminder.
Yeah, no, you're going to be cleaning out some cobwebs and bringing out new strengths. But with that, thank you so much, Megan, for calling in and sharing. And we do have to take a short break. For those listening, we are talking about soul messages. How does our soul deliver those important insights and guidance unique to what we need to know? Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you are ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com. Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, the Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio, featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
1230 WBLQ.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in. And we're talking about those soul messages. How do we hear them? How do we know what it's trying to tell us? And how does it happen? You know, where do they come from? And what I found interesting in this one was it will show you through emotions. It will show you through a change of heart. It will show you through synchronicities. It will gently nudge you when you're bored. I talked about that, but let's talk about how it does it through health and diet and life changes like that. Yeah, I know. It's not like it's trying to punish you, okay? And I don't want it to come across that way. A lot of people think, why am I going through the suffering? That's a focus. Health things are creeping up a lot lately. I noticed a lot of people are calling in and saying, or they're, you know, reaching out and sending emails and things that things are happening for them in their health, like things that they used to have that were managed or popping up. When you are moving and raising your frequency, it will highlight some of the other areas that might have more dense energy to it that need to be lightened up. And we're talking metaphysical on energy, where energy is behind any kind of cause of anything. When you are in the way the soul does it, the soul won't leave you behind on that. Say, you know, say it's just, you know, something like digestive or autoimmune or something like that. It will start to nudge you where you're thinking, do I need to change how I eat? It will nudge you gently. If we don't listen to that, it gets intense. But it will start to have, you know, when you're working truly to listen to your soul because you want to better yourself and you want to raise your frequency, it will start to nudge you in different ways. Now, I know there's a lot of things out there that are very frustrating or feel very debilitating, and I'm not lightening that at all. But say it's something like, I just don't want to eat. Now, this is an example. I'm not trying to tell everybody how to eat here, but this happened to me. I can share that. You know, I just cannot eat a lot of meat anymore. I used to eat it all back in the day, in the years, and I just can't. And then when I go back to it, I feel terrible. I have very strange, like heat that is crazy. And I know it's an energetic burning off. And so then I said, well, you know what? Let me test this theory. Let me just get completely away from it, see how I feel. I was completely different. But that's me. I'm not telling you to do that, but I'm saying that's an example that I can share because I lived that one. So if you feel like, okay, I used to do this medication or that supplement, and that's just not working either, ask for the guidance and the ideas and the information to come to you. Help me find what I need to do to change, to make myself be better, to be a participant in my improving, in my growing, in my soul growth. Everything we go through, positive challenges, all of it, all the experiences, all the people, everything are to help us grow on a soul level. We learn things that way. So I wanted to address that a little bit, but I want you to listen to that. I mean, it's not just what the textbook says sometimes. It's going to be unique to what you need in that moment. So that's important to listen to as well. I say take what works, leave the rest behind. Take it. You know, I do this all the time. I'm constantly researching and listening And that's how your soul will do it. It'll tell me, you know, it's time to change up and maybe add more of this and not so much of that. And I do it. I don't hesitate anymore. I used to overprocess it, overanalyze it, back in it, you know. And that was just wasting time. Well, try it. Just see what works. And if it doesn't, keep going. What works for me may not work for you. So please know that I'm saying it that way because that's important for you to make the decisions that are right for you, not right for somebody else that thinks you should do it their way. That's where it's getting bumpy out there, I know. Because it's like, but I want to, you know, you feel like that. Now, some of the other things that will happen is emotions. If your emotions are starting, if you're going through an emotional time or say you just can't stop crying, that is more of a releasement. Just know that crying is not a bad thing. Our bodies need to release energy, and that's one of the ways to do it. I used to, you know, I grew up crying all the time and, you know, would be very sensitive, people laughing and telling me to suck it up and all that. And I've really had to heal through that. And I now, if it wants to do that, I do that. And I feel a lot better for it. I'm not holding it within anymore. Watch out for that imploding energy. If you're one that holds it, you need to find a way to work it out. What's happening with energies right now is as we, it's like the weight that's trying to hold the balloon from rising up. If the balloon is you and you're trying to improve and then you start to try to lift up into the air and there's all this weight on top. That's what is popping up to the surface and you're kind of going through different things so you can learn them. This all comes from a soul level. It really does. Soul messages are not always a negative thing. They really are never negative. They come across and we take them that way. And that I just got corrected by Archangel Michael because he's still here and he had a lot to say about this show. He wanted you to know these are not negative things that are popping up. The challenge is that the perspective is like, oh, this is happening to me. We want to learn how to come away from a victim mode so we can not always be the victim of something happening to us. But we're experiencing something and we look for those opportunities to learn in them. And some people that are listening to this may not even want to do that right now, or you're not relating at all. That's okay. This is for the people that are, because that's what my focus is. Energy, metaphysics, the root cause behind everything we experience, looking at it from the bigger picture, how we can expand and grow. And remember, one of those incredible messages that came through with Michael today was we're here to support you in connecting with your soul, your higher self, listening to you within and trusting that intuition. They're absolutely about that right now. And I find that very exciting because they want us to believe in ourselves the way they know we're capable of. That is something that angels have told me time and time again. They remind me that of, you know, personally, and that just came in with the caller we just had. So I love that. And they were very, very, you know, Michael was very much about, yes, we have this innate, amazing internal key that unlocks every answer we're looking for. We have everything right within us, but do we turn away from it? Do we trust it? Are we wanting a second guessing? You know, and we're feeling insecure about trusting it. And I mean, you know, this even goes into people that feel like, well, I tried doing that and I went with it and then it just turned out to be a big mistake. Was it a mistake? Was it really? Or was it possibly an opportunity to learn, you know, more clearly what you don't want, or more clearly it gave you a perspective from a different angle. You know, when you're first going into something and it feels like that, if you were to take that intention and ask for that assistance and ask that from your own self, your higher self, with the support of the angels, you might be quite surprised how much more leverage or mileage or, you know, what is the word I'm looking for? It's much more potent because that's what they're wanting to support right now. That's what they're telling me. I don't know what you're hearing out there everywhere else. I'm trusting and completely trusting, and I've been working with this and it does work. It's like, okay, I'm here with you, but let's tap into what your soul wants for your journey. Your soul already knows your destination. It knows what your life purpose is. It knows why you're here. So why would we not want to connect and really tap in and trust that? It knows everything you're looking for. It's already there. We just need to open that book up and read it. We need to hear it. We need to listen to it. The angels want to support us in fine-tuning that, learning to get in there and listen to that, trust that, connect all the dots, pay attention to the dreams, pay attention to the synchronicities in our life, pay attention to the messages that just come out of the blue. It could just come from a friend saying something, you know, how weird you're saying that, right? Or, oh, wow, there's those numbers again. And I'm constantly seeing 1010 with 1111. They're going back and forth, back and forth. I know that's big and shifting and changing, and it is right in line with the things that I'm experiencing right now. But what are you seeing? What do you find so odd that just keeps happening? Pay attention to that. You know, acknowledge it. Acknowledge it and then ask for some clarification. You might be quite surprised what will come through. Meditation can really help with this as well. And we're talking 5 minutes here, 15 minutes there, just a little bit of time to actually stop and actually listen. Because if we keep going and going and pursuing and looking outside of ourselves, we're not stopping long enough to listen to what soul's trying to tell us. Okay? So everyone has this unique ability. Everyone has this with them. If you have anger cropping up with this or any other negative emotion, it's coming up to be dealt with and processed for you to find your way through it. I know. See? And I mean, that's just how this works. If you know, like, oh, this doesn't, you know, if you get all skeptical, then you can do that. Absolutely. But is that really helping you? Because it's not here to make all the rest of us feel better. It's to help you. So that is something I want you to think about for a moment. When we come back, we have one more segment. We have an email that I want to share and a question from a listener. So stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're talking about those soul messages, what they mean, how we can recognize them. We'll be right back after the break.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back to the last segment of the show. If you're just tuning in, this is the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We're focusing the topic here today on soul messages. How does our soul deliver these messages to us? And we've been sharing a lot about that. And it's in lots of ways that we tap in. And we could sometimes just trip right over it. It's right in front of us. And it's, you know, if we just slow down and catch that breath, take that deep breath. And I do want to remind everyone that is another way to tap right in is your breath. I want to remind everybody about the breath. If you find that your shoulders are all the way up into your ears and you're shallow breathing, you're not connected in. That's anxiety breathing. That's the fear breathing. The way our bodies are wired is all you need to do is take a deep breath to the belly, where if you had your hand on your belly and that moves out, now you're breathing and you're connecting into your life force. The way that connects from spirit and breath, life force, to the physical body is our bodies are wired to automatically respond to that. It connects into that nervous system, the fight or flight response. And it's a switch that flips over and it's okay. We can calm down. Everything's fine. So I wanted to remind everybody of that. You can do that anywhere, sitting at work, at your desk. Nobody, you know, you're just slowing down your breathing. Just slow it down and take breaths in. That is one of the first things you can do when you're starting to feel overwhelmed, anxiety, starting to panic, whatever it is, go there. The best part about the breath, it's always with you. If you're still here on earth breathing and alive, you have your breath with you. You can't leave home without it, okay? It's there. There's no excuses here. You've always got your breath with you. It's not like you forgot a medication on the countertop. Your breath is always with you. So use it and appreciate that you have a tool that's very powerful to connect the physical to the other part of you that you're trying to connect with. Now, on that note, let me read from this email bag. This comes from Sophie, and Sophie writes, "Hi, Dr. Jen. I have a question about dealing with fears." Oh, okay. "And keep focusing on the positive, dealing with fears and focusing on the positive to attract the outcome that you want." So she's working with that. Okay. I am in early pregnancy. Congratulations. And ever since I found out, I have been a wreck. Okay. A lot of fear and anxiety have risen in me. I've been struggling a lot with just having faith that this pregnancy will be fine and nothing will happen and that I will hold my baby in my arms this summer. Mm. But it's really hard dealing with these emotions at times, and I know stress is not good during pregnancy. My husband has a good intuition, and he said he got this feeling that this is a strong child, and that gives me some comfort. I just want to stop living in fear and let go of all this negativity so I can enjoy the rest of the pregnancy. How can I get out of this negative pattern? Sincerely, Sophie. Wow. Okay, Sophie, first of all, congratulations on the new baby. And I'm kudos to your husband there with his great intuition. Here's what I received before I actually read this, okay? And it kind of is a strong child. First of all, the first thing that came to mind was be prepared that children will be some of our greatest teachers. When you have children, and everybody that has children will understand what I'm saying. Okay. You know, because you go into this and you're like, am I going to do a good job? Am I going to be a good mom or a dad and all that? They will teach you on a daily basis things about yourself you had no idea. So number one, yes, this child is going to be an amazing, amazing part of your life. I'm not feeling anything other than that. The other thing, yes, stress is stressful. Stress is not good for any situation. Pregnancy, natural, any kind of health, it's not good for anybody. Use the breath I was just talking about. That's going to be perfect for you. And that's all you have to do to start. If you find that your thoughts are going into that negative pattern, just stop and do the breathing first. Do a two in, two out, and try to get to a four in, four out, a slow breathing in and out. I call that the heart breath because it connects you into the soul. It connects you and slows down things and just calms everything down and takes you right into where that switch can flip and let your system know it's okay. It's okay. That will tell the ego side of you, the physical person side of you that's worried about everything going on, that it's okay. We don't have to be in fight or flight. That's Emmy in the background. She's on another floor and I can really hear her. So that's the part that I find really interesting. If you take that breath, I think the breath is fascinating how it works. Emmy, okay. So take that time to slow the breathing down before you try to make yourself think and try to force yourself to sit there and do something else. Breathing is going to be fantastic for you. They use breathing in labor when you have the baby this summer. So work with your breath. I think that's going to be one of the most valuable things you can do. You can do that with your husband. You guys can do that together as you're practicing that. And it's going to settle that fear and anxiety right down. It's something physical you can do right now. And then go into your intentions of the outcome that you would prefer. And that's going to override any of that panic that comes up from underneath. The fear that I feel that's coming up for you is, you know, you want to love and you want this so much, but you know, there's all that, what's going to happen? Watch out for that. I know you're doing that. You're telling me that, and you don't want that anymore. But we don't have to worry about what the fear is so much, because if we're trying to figure out, well, what is it I'm so afraid of? Is it afraid of loss? Is it afraid of not having enough love? Is it afraid of doing something wrong? Is it afraid, you know, something's going to happen to me as victim? Let that go and just go into the breath. And when you put your hands on your belly to do that breathing, give that little child a beautiful hug with your energy. And just soothe you both down. You will be quite surprised that this will be very powerful for you, Sophie. And I know this will help you so much. It has to. The body works that way. Our fear side is, you know, energy that just is programmed and wired in. So this is going to flip that switch, and it's kind of a override to knock that one out. And the more you practice this, the more control you will feel from the soul side of you and the calm side of you, and give you opportunity to put that intention out there for what you want. I would take your mind off things, start focusing on creating the new nursery, creating, you know, going and doing things you enjoy, getting your mind off of things. Just don't sit there in it, going round and round and round. And these are things that come from just the way it works. And your soul will have an opportunity to say, it's going to be fine. Your soul has no fear, by the way. Absolutely none. So that's not coming from your soul. But your soul will have more opportunity to come through if you slow down and just do that breathing. And that's a type of meditation breathing that will put you right into that spot, right into that pocket where you can find your way through this. So I want to say thanks, guys. We're out of time. Thanks so much for being here with me today. And I do hope that this has brought insight and inspiration for you to find your way to connect to your soul messages. I'm Dr. Jen. Thanks so much for listening. We will see you here next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.